rear platform remarks of the President at Columbia Falls, Montana, 1 October 1952.
The President of the United States of America.
Hold that in your hand.
All right. Good morning. Hello, Maggie. I am very happy indeed to be here this morning, and I'm more than complimented and pleased that all of you were so willing to get up early and come down and see us all. You didn't get up before I did, though. I've been up since 5 o'clock. Took a walk down the railroad track and tried to get the sheriff to agree with me to walk to St. Paul, and he wouldn't do it. This is a wonderful country. I'm out here for the specific purpose of dedicating Hungry Horse Dam, from which you're going to get a great deal of power. I understand that already some great industries locating here. And I also want to call your attention to something else. I'm also here for the benefit of the Democratic Party. As President of the United States and a Democrat, I'm the head of the Democratic Party. And I want to impress upon you that that party has really done things for the country over the last 20 years. And I don't think you want to go back on it. Now, you've had a great congressman from this district, Mike Mansfield. He's really done things for this great state. He's responsible for the fact that you have Hungry Horse Dam. It was bitterly fought by the Republicans in the Congress. They fight everything of that sort because they say we're on a trend for socialism. Now, the head of the Democratic Party doesn't believe that we're on the road to socialism. They nominated a great general for president on the Republican ticket, and he was down here at Boulder Dam, Hoover Dam, down in New Mexico and Arizona and Nevada, and was highly pleased with that dam down there because it was self-liquidating. Well, after he was nominated for president on the Republican ticket, he'd been in touch with the power lobby, and he found out that that wasn't quite so good, and he didn't believe in it and didn't think it ought to be done. And I'm here to tell you that if you want to forego the privileges of these great improvements and these great assets which have been put into the Northwest, just go ahead and vote the Republican ticket and see what happens to you. You deserve it if you do vote the Republican ticket. I won't sympathize with you because I'm warning you. Now, we have a young man running for Congress in this district to succeed to Mike Mansfield, Mr. Metcalf. And I hope you'll put him on your list along with your great governor, John Bonner. He's made a good governor of Montana. And you ought to send him back to the capital city to be your governor for another 4 years. And there's one thing you must do. You must vote for Adlai Stevenson and John Sparkman if you expect these great progressive improvements to keep on coming to this part of the world. What? There hasn't been a single great national improvement in the form of Grand Coulee, Bonneville, Hungry Horse, and Shasta, and all the rest of them that I can name, that have been approved by the Republican minority in the Congress. The majority of them have voted against those projects every time they had a chance. You wouldn't have them if it weren't for the fact that you've had a Democrat in the White House for the last 20 years, and you've had Democrats in Congress like Mike Mansfield and Jim Murray who believe in these things. Now, just consider that a little bit. Look at your own situation, and when it comes time to vote in November, vote for yourselves. You're the government of this country. The people are the government. And if you vote wrong, you vote against yourselves. And then you get what you deserve, because you haven't studied these things. You haven't read the fine print. These fellows will get up and tell you a lot of things about what they'll do and what they intend to do, but you ought to read the record and see what they have done. And you'll find that it's not in the public interest or in your interest. So whatever you do, be sure you vote that Democratic ticket and vote for yourselves and the welfare of this nation and the welfare of the world as a whole. I'd like for you to meet my daughter, Margaret, if you're interested.